Podcast time!
Podcast time! Podcast
time! Last one of a decade!
Yeah! And today, what are we discussing? We've got Six Underground, Toilets in Russia, Sean's real-life money heist, and a taste of Boner's butthole.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. I feel like in another life I was a singer. I could carry a tune, best of them.
Huh.
Is
that what you feel, huh?
It's in my heart. Isn't that how song is? You feel it and you just sing it right out.
You're
for
just,
all to hear.
Yeah.
To spread that Christmas cheer.
Whether you should or not.
Well, not everybody's talented as Mr. Butthole Singer over here, but
hey.
Some might.
You know.
Do you do a Christmas mix on Sun on Your Butthole?
You know, I did put a little thought into how I could make that into a Christmas song.
Put a little snow on your butthole.
You know, Santa Claus needs some sun on his butthole. I did actually put a very small amount of thought, and I came up with, this is just not a good idea. I should not do this.
This song's good as a standalone thing.
Yeah. I felt it was best to just
want the snow on my butthole Christmas special, you know, with a stop motion animation.
Well, you don't want snow on your butthole because, you know,
I don't want sun on it either, but.
Well, you don't want frostbite. Yeah, that's like the last thing you want on your butthole.
Well, a sunburn would be up there too if there's something I don't want on my butthole.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, true. Mm. I don't want to have the thing removed for some reason.
No, I need it.
What do you replace that with?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. A centipede of a human.
A bunch of prunes?
No. God.
A bunch of prunes.
Human centipede, yeah.
Well, we established last year that was one of the worst movies of 2019.
I didn't.
Of the decade.
Of the decade. Man,
the trilogy. Of the decade.
Awful
movie.
Anything good of looking back on 2019 that you just like, when I'm like, hey, I say 2019, you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got anything?
Anything?
No.
Bueller?
No.
This is our year-end recap, no prep edition.
I will say that the birthday bash was something that was fantastic.
It was awesome.
Just a good time all around getting to...
That was definitely a highlight for us, like, you know, like coming out 20 years. We've been here doing this, and you have Boner, Billy's back in town.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
You have all the different logos throughout the building that night. It was really cool to just take a look back at Rock 105 out of 20 years.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
You got up on stage. You got to sing. Like.
I did. And they were wise enough not to have me up in the mix, so no one could really hear it.
So you in the background. Yeah.
Boner. This is a special microphone. You don't have to sing real loud. Yeah. In fact, step back from the microphone.
Yeah. Well, it's not plugged in because it's a smart microphone. It just knows.
But that was cool because that was one of the fun things at the birthday bash. Like, we were trying to like get you to go up there and sing. We were trying to get you to go up there and do Thank You, Lord, Thank You, Jesus, which was...
Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do
Greg
it.
For like six weeks of sending a message. He's like, Ramden, no! We try.
For the 21st celebration, you'll have to sing Sun on Your Butthole.
You know, that might be fun to have, you know...
Because that is a great audience sing-along. I mean,
sitting there at our Christmas party when...
Oh, my...
What's his idiot started the sing-along. And then the next thing you know, we got the entire staff going, Sun on your butthole. And my wife's over there going... You gotta be shitting me.
Well, then also, I think our GM came over. I was like, my husband likes it. I mean, it was not just, I mean, it,
no.
was,
yeah.
it was power players. This is going way past stupidity in this room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife just shook her head all the way home. You know, oh my God.
She should have been rubbing your shoulders the whole way. I'm like, I've got such a talented husband.
Yeah, right.
Anything I need for you, rock star Randy?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that doesn't happen at my house, no. I get the sarcastic, oh, yeah. Oh, you're very talented. Yes, mm-hmm. You are really something.
Mm-hmm. You put that brain to better use than butthole making songs.
Yeah, butthole songs. Yeah, we're all very impressed.
We are. Somebody's got to make them. I didn't make a butthole song in 2019. Did you, Greg?
I did not make a butthole song in 2019.
I didn't. This guy did, though. So, hey, mm-hmm. One of the bigger stories of 2019, our birthday bash.
There you go.
And Connor's butthole song.
Right. And I almost used up the entire 5 minutes I set aside to write that.
Almost
used it up.
You had the last 40 seconds left to pound your beer.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, I told you that I recorded it, and I had I was leaning the phone against a beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't drink the beer, because if I drank the beer, it would slide across the table and wouldn't hold the phone. So I was sitting there going, damn, I got to hurry up.
Musician problem.
Because if I don't hurry, I can't finish this beer.
I get it, dude.
This is no good at all.
Why do you think I've never recorded a full song?
There you go.
I can't.
Too busy drinking beer. Another alcohol-related demise.
Thank you, alcohol.
Thank you, alcohol. And it's getting better, man. Now we got like alcohol seltzer in the future. Like, there's all kinds of different ways to get alcohol.
So ain't no law with White Claw. Have any of you tried a White Claw?
Well,
once.
Yeah. Did you?
Okay. Yeah. Awful.
What was it? Is,
horrible.
Is it like a alcoholic LaCroix? Or
yeah, it tastes like LaCroix.
Yeah, really?
Just like LaCroix, really.
Except for terrible.
It's even worse than a LaCroix.
I've never had one of those, so okay. I don't know. All I know is that...
fancy. It's my fancy drink. Ooh. Like, we get the fancy water.
Ooh.
LaCroix. They drink it in France. Don't worry about it. You may
not
know.
Oh.
Super culture.
Oh.
LaCroix. With an X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, either way, yes, I had one seltzer water or alcohol water. Horrible.
You ain't breaking no
horrible stuff.
Well, I forget when we did the Brew Lights at the zoo, they had a hard seltzer there, and it was actually good. It was not a White Claw. It was some other brand. Of course, after you've sampled several brands throughout the zoo.
The fact that you remember anything that was there
exactly.
Is really...
But it was pretty good.
Impressed,
it was pretty good. But I've never had a White Claw. Never had a White Claw.
Yeah, well, something to look forward to in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way,
you can get drunk on drinking water.
By the way, on radio.com, you know, they run different commercials than we do terrestrially on the radio station, over the air, as they say. But I was listening to Rock 105 on the radio.com app. There's a plug for my company, by the way, radio.com. And one of the commercials that played, Screwball.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too. Screwball, that's that the shot we had before the birthday bash.
With Adam.
With Adam. Yes, yeah, Adam.
With Adam. Oh, no kidding.
Was it peanut butter and jelly whiskey, right? Or peanut butter?
Well, it's just peanut butter whiskey, and their hashtag is Get Screwed. So, but they're
I'm
advertising.
I'm in.
Right. We've had those. We've actually can say they're really good. That's the Screwball. We should. Mm-hmm.
They were
today. If I knew you were gonna bring it up.
Well, you know, other big time.
If you're bringing up liquor, you keep bringing up stuff and didn't bring a damn thing.
Big time radio stations. They
push my vice buttons.
At this time of the year, they do the drunk version of their show. And next year, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, knock wood, we should do a drunk version of the Christmas podcast.
Why do we got to wait a whole year?
Because some of us have to work for the rest of the day.
Who?
I wasn't planning on doing anything.
I just got a text message.
I guess we can go across the interstate to the liquor store and get some Screwball and Fireball and just...
Wasn't really going to do any work this afternoon.
But
so.
I've got a clipboard.
I planned on sucking today.
Not really much. You know, this time of the year, kind of everybody's in and out. Like, there's nobody, you know, here that can say, hey, why did you leave early? So, you know, you got to take advantage of these moments.
Mm-hmm. Well, the GM is gone today.
Yeah.
She sent us an email to let us know it's cool to drink. She didn't say that, but I
you have to read between the lines.
Well, because she's outside of state lines, so that's why.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Which means you're clearly free to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
You
know,
do blow off of, you know, whatever. Apparently,
kids,
it's
don't
all.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, no, drugs
are
bad.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs. We're just excited about, you know, the drug of life.
The drug of life. We're high on life.
Right. You know, snort it right up.
This is the time of the year where people are in and out and.
Pick the wrong day to quit sniffing glue. All right.
Oh, you quit? Bomber, I liked you so much better when you were high on glue.
Greg's so much nicer when he's high. Yeah. Oh.
Guess there goes all the art projects. Now you know no more of those.
Well, all right, stupid. Oh, let's see. Six Underground.
Saw it.
On mm-hmm. Is it on Netflix or Prime? I get those
Netflix.
Names. It is on Netflix. Yeah. I watched it.
Yeah.
I was telling Sean earlier, it is a roller coaster. It is not Schindler's List. It is not Sophie's Choice.
No.
You do not watch that movie with your pinky extended.
No.
You just sit down and
buckle up.
Yeah, and just have a great damn time.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. It was
the stunts were incredible. I was going, "Oh my God."
Yeah, those are completely insane.
Insane. Insane. They're wonderful.
So I mean, is
great
that
movie.
A good
no.
Netflix movie?
No, no.
I was going to say, I mean, I've been looking for a good Netflix movie. Irishman, not, you know, movies that they bought from other places, I don't count. Like, movies Netflix just makes themselves. Have mm-hmm. they made a good one? Is it a good one?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Get the popcorn. That is a popcorn movie. First of all, it's directed by Michael Bay, who, you know.
Bad Boys for Life.
Exactly. All of the huge over-the-top stunts. There's some big plot holes in it as well.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
the end. And no spoiler yeah. there. I went, to hell? But I had had so much fun for, you know, an hour and 58 minutes that I said, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
Yeah. I mean, they did leave it like we may get another one.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 7 Underground, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
6.5, 6.1.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They left it open so you can
get
another one.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get to that. I was watching Watchmen. Did you guys I heard that?
I don't have HBO.
I do. I just don't care
about Watchmen. I didn't care about Watchmen either. I don't know anything about Watchmen until I saw a lot of people saying, "Oh, this is really good," and I'm like, "Well, let me go watch." And and I did. Huh. And
okay,
I kind of dig it. See what I did there?
Yeah,
that's really clever.
Huh.
I've been working on that one for a while.
Yeah, right.
But I still don't understand. The Watchmen was a book. You would know about the Watchmen.
It's a comic book. It's been a movie before, and it took a rather interesting timeline switch of if Nixon had remained in office. It's a timeline that starts there in the late 60s.
But this new version, the guy who made Lost made mm-hmm. this one.
Right.
And that's everybody's losing their mind. But apparently this past season just wrapped up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like from episode 1 through episode 8 or whatever. It's one of the best TV seasons they've had. And they're not, haven't said they're going to make a second one or not yet. So it really got me interested. Like, it's from start to finish, it's awesome.
Okay.
But I'm not a huge comic book guy, but I still watched episode 1. I'm like, you know what? I could get into this.
But that's pretty cool when you don't know anything about it and can jump into it and still enjoy it, that you don't have to be a comic book fan. I mean, that's a mark of a good show or a good movie.
Absolutely. And I was a big Lost guy, but with Lost, I got lost because they tried to extend it for too long.
Yeah.
Him keeping this at just one solid season, mm-hmm. just like, I'm out after this. You guys can have it and do what you want with it, but I'm not making another season.
I'm a big fan of that. I mean, in Britain, they do that all the time.
Yeah, they got it
limited
down.
Series. One season and they're done.
I think that's
how it why I'm
be.
Still pissed off at Money Heist. I thought it was 3 seasons and done. No,
it was 3 episodes.
I'm still hanging. I'm still hanging.
Yeah, and the bad thing is that was such a great series.
Uh huh.
And you killed it. They knocked it out of the park, and then they said, you know, like a year after they had finished mm-hmm. the final one, said, yeah, we're going to start filming another one in about a year. So by the time we get around to seeing any of it, it'll be 2.5 years later, and I've...
The money's gone.
Money's like, gone. You kids get off my lawn.
And I wonder, will I give a rat's ass in another year and a half to sit here and watch it? I may go, you know what? You made me wait too long. I'm not watching it now.
And odds are, if you didn't see it in front of your face, are you even going to remember it exists?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wish they had another one like now, because otherwise I may not care.
So we've talked a lot about things that we've enjoyed that have come across on the streaming services. Have any of you gone to the movie theater this past year?
And they still have those?
Yes, they do.
Huh.
I saw Frozen 2 and Toy Story 4.
Okay. Spoken like a true dad.
That's it. That's
and,
okay.
Anything that jumps out at you that was in the movie theaters that you went, wow. I only wanted to experience that in the movie theater.
Well, that happened to me when they first built the movie theater downtown. They put recliners and beer. I was like, that's awesome. Now there's nothing that can top that in my brain.
Yeah, the last time I went to the theater, I noticed they don't have those little rooms that you can sit in by yourself and watch a movie.
They still do on Rossville Boulevard.
Yeah, I think you're looking Cinema One's still there.
Cinema
One. Oh, okay.
I think they just put a fence up in front of it. Right. Hide your car.
All right, good. Then I'll bring quarters again.
Look, Shaving Ryan's Privates is running. happening at the IMAX screen at the Cinema One.
That's one of the longest running shows ever.
Forrest Hump. Yeah.
So
don't go see Avengers Endgame at Cinema One.
Don't. Actually, where that is over in Russell Boulevard does look like Endgame took place.
That's true.
Yes.
Snap of the finger and they all.
Did you know? You probably knew this, but Chattanooga is prominently featured in the Marvel movie, right? Isn't it in Iron Man something like
there? Iron Man 3. Yeah, it takes place in Chattanooga.
How did I miss that?
Or near Chattanooga. And there's a theory that one of the people that showed up at a funeral at the end of Endgame, I won't say who, but it could have been the boy that Tony Stark met in Iron Man 3, who is a resident of Chattanooga.
Oh, that's really cool. So. And movies in Chattanooga, this random circles back to you as we're wrapping up the decade, the end of the year. One of the best sports movies of the decade. Do you want to take any guesses? Ramden?
Yeah, the one that Ramden starred in.
Yeah. And I think it was like number 6 for the whole decade, Greg.
Yeah. Oh, I did not see that list.
42, the Jackie Robinson movie.
Yeah, that
was. Greg played Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, that's right.
And, dude, I never would have guessed that was you. That was an amazing transformation.
You really captured that character. And I couldn't even notice. I was like, wow, that's Greg?
I was inspired by Robert Downey Jr. in Thunder, Tropic Thunder.
No, so. I thought that was cool. I was looking at the sports movie, like 42. I was like, wasn't Brandon in that? Like, you were an extra and did a
part? Yeah, I was a paid extra. What's neat is that there were auditions where you had to show up, and I had this seersucker suit, and I went to the cattle call, and I remember getting the text.
You get the cattle prod?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And nice. I get the text saying, congratulations, please, you know, contact us at this number. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke, but for 2 weeks, I spent 2 weeks at historic Ingalls Stadium. Ingalls Stadium played two different ballparks, historic ballparks, Ebbets Field. And in fact, I'm in the scene. It is like at the very middle of the movie. Seriously, the movie's like 2 hours long. At the 1 hour mark, as Jackie Robinson is coming out onto the field for the very first time, there is a millisecond where you can see me looking like a racist.
That was your plot?
Seriously. I remember that scene because the director on the bullhorn, he said, okay, before this scene, this is the first time he is coming out at Ebbets Field, and some of you are here because you love the fact that Jackie Robinson is playing baseball for the Brooklyn Dodgers. You are just here to watch a baseball game, or you are not happy that Jackie Robinson is playing in a major league baseball game.
Bunch?
Well, I gave them three takes.
And if you see the credits, he's actually in the credits as racist number 4.
It says racist red.
Yeah, racist number 4.
You're 4, not 3, 3, 2, or 1.
So what races. I did, we did it 3 times. They did the take 3 times of him coming out of the dugout onto the field. And the first time, I was happy he was there. I was happy, clapping, yay, he's out there.
This is where you show your range as an actor.
Exactly. Right. And the second time, I just wanted to watch a baseball game, okay? I was that guy. I just wanted to watch a baseball game. The third time, I crossed my arms.
He lit stuff on fire.
Throwing things, get him out of here. Really got into it.
Yeah.
I cross my arms and shake my head. And that's what made it into
the
movie.
That's fascinating. You have no idea which one of those they're going to use until you see
the
movie.
No, exactly. And what's so cute about it is, gosh, that movie came out 7 years ago. Is that right? But we went to go see it in the movie theater. My wife and my youngest were in there. And Ella's watching it and she goes, Daddy!
Oh, that's cool.
You got your close-up. So. And you're a racist.
Did you walk in and tell the people, like, hey, I'm in this movie. Can I have one of those velvet ropes, please?
No.
Well, man, you got it.
No.
Do I get, you get a discount for being in the movie?
So that my 15 seconds of fame.
Is that your biggest film you've been in?
Yeah, I did another movie where I've got speaking part, but Seventh-day Adventist Church, they have a wonderful film school at the college there, just down the road from us, and they do a lot of student films. I did do a film called Belly of the Whale, where I have major speaking part, and it did play at the AMC 18 2 years ago. But
he was racist number two in that one.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah. Is that one of the films of the decade too?
No. It was not. It's a cute film. It's about a drama teacher, and I play his best friend / principal.
Let's just picture. It's about a radio guy who
who's racist.
Who turns racist and lights things on fire.
Sometimes he's happy. Depending. Oof. What? That's just a cool moment when I was reading that. I was like, wow. In this decade, have I been in the top 10 of anything? I'm trying to.
Is really cool when I think about it, because now I am like 1 degree from Star Wars and 1 degree to the Marvel Universe, because Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson, is the Black Panther in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, wow.
And Harrison Ford was in 42 as well. So I've been in a movie with both. So I'm 1 degree from the Star Wars.
Cast you as a stormtrooper, R2-D2.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's awesome because he didn't meet either one.
Neither exactly.
One. Yeah. Those two.
They don't write. They don't call. I didn't get a birthday card.
But you still got a starring credit as Racist number 4 in 42.
That's right.
One of the biggest movies of the year. We filmed right here in Chattanooga. So what else is going on? Did you see out of Russia the slanted toilets?
Okay, before we get to that, earlier in the week, we talked about this company, I believe in London, that if you're in the toilet for more than 10 minutes, they have basically a hall monitor.
You want to make sure you're really pooping.
That you, exactly. They're smell checkers.
Smell. Don't be in there on your phone. You're wasting company time.
Exactly. So you were in there more than, say, 7 minutes. Somebody goes in.
Might be like, maybe they could put in like some sort of motion detector. If there's too much motion in there. Hey, we know what you're doing in there.
Hot dog. But like, who's like, how do you get that job?
Are
you like,
I see a lot of movement going on here. Is all that necessary?
and check your browser on your phone. Pornhub, huh?
See your phone. You go in there with a UV light. Oh, God, Charlie, go home.
Well, I don't need to now.
But, like, who has to go in there with the wand and the sniff and smell? Like, how do I, like, are you like, hey, he was late 3 times this week. He's on it. Or do you get hired for that? Like, hey, we need a smell sniffer. Well, let's apply for that.
Yeah, I, not it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
I don't
saying,
want
not
that.
It. Like, it's like, hey, you got to go smell, make sure Gregory took a dump. No, you go.
You go. No, nope. You go. And now, today, we read that a company is now going
Russians.
To... Russia? Oh, those damn...
They can't hear us there anyway. Yeah,
can they? Okay. They are creating toilets that have a 13-degree angle slanted down.
So it's uncomfortable on your legs.
So it's uncomfortable on your legs.
After 5 minutes, gravity's going to make you stand up regardless.
Really? So, I mean, for like businesses and stuff, so you don't just hang out?
Corporate. Exactly.
So you don't go in there because people go in corporate jobs, like they go in the bathroom, just get away from everybody, just sit there and play on their phones, which I stand by. I think that's a great move. But in Russia, they're like, no more of that.
No more doo-doo.
So they cut the toilet at a 13-degree angle. But now here's what happens here. Like in Russia, the Russian Amazon has to have that other 13 degrees. Like,
right.
Just sell down. People just
you order wedge for a toilet.
Yeah,
you go.
Wedge for toilet. Bring your book bag in with you.
Interesting.
Otherwise, like, there's got to be a workaround, right?
Instead of the, what is it, the squatty potty, it could be the wedgie.
My buddy actually had his fiance buying the squatty potty for Christmas, I think, 5 years ago. Swears by it.
That's worse than buying your wife a Peloton.
People like what people like, man. But the squatty potty, I don't know, it's, like, it's just a stool.
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand when people think it's a squatty potty. I'm like, no, it's a stool. Mm-hmm. But you put your legs up on it. So that's why it like really opens you up and gets out all.
We have liftoff.
Cleans you all out.
Yeah, right.
Nothing left up in there.
Yeah, super.
Because if you poop with your legs like up, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. The commercial was funny for Squatty Potty. That was part of
unicorn this, yeah, part making of success, a rainbow.
Huh.
Yeah. Like a, they did, like the ranch dressing stocking. Some things are just sell themselves.
Okay.
And this is the holiday edition of our podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Didn't we all
go with
these singing jingle bells?
Yeah.
Remember that? You want me to
sing? Batman smells.
Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel and Joker got away. Some things you never forget.
Right.
I couldn't spell the word cigarettes or any other. I could sing that song.
All right, I'm thinking, going back to movie theaters, the most fun that I had at a movie theater...
With that little one that you go in and you put the quarters in and... oh, wait.
My second favorite at the real mainstream movie was Spider-Man Into the Multiverse, or Spider-Verse. I don't like animated movies all that much, but I enjoyed that one. It was a lot of fun. So, there you go. Miles Morales playing the new Spider-Man.
Oh, cool. What are you guys looking forward to in 2020? Besides all the Barbara Walters memes. Welcome.
This is 2020.
This is 2020.
2020.
Wait, what are we looking for? I mean, the future. What are we going to get?
Still waiting on my flying car.
Yeah, I'm getting... Every time I watch the Mandalorian, they got the desert screamers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I want one of those. Like, it's like a motorcycle without wheels.
Right.
Just like, you know... That's the kind of stuff I think we need to have now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know that the year 2020 is going to have it, but I think sometime in the 20s, I'm looking forward to making minimum wage.
Okay.
I think I can get there. I really think...
The economy's trending up.
You know, I think I can get there.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Unless they raise it.
Oh, that's the thing. Would you get there? Like, they raise
son
it.
Of a bitch.
Almost got it, man.
It's this close.
What are you guys doing for the holidays? You travel and go anywhere? Staying close to home?
Staying put. Can't afford to go anywhere.
That's good.
Yeah.
You'll get a text message from me on Christmas. That's all you're getting.
Well I'll try to fight for your job rights. I'm going to take the family to Washington, D.C.
Whoa, there you go.
It has nothing to do with politics. I just hear it's nice this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It really is. They put up nice decorations. The giant tree. I've never been. I'm going to go to the U.S. Mint.
Okay.
See where the money's made. So maybe I could bring you. There we go.
Bring me back some cash.
Here they sell shredded bags of money.
They do.
So
they
I don't know if there's a bigger waste of it, but I'll bring some back.
Okay. Like,
here's some real money.
Here's $1 million.
Yeah, great. What the hell am I supposed to do with that?
You give me a $5 real bill. I'll give you $100 cut up.
No.
Who's winning now? I don't know. It seems like that's...
They're selling their garbage is what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant.
It is, because you're going to buy it. I want one.
Like, whoa.
My buddy's like, dude, it smells like a whole bag of money. He's like, you're going to love it. I'm like... Right, I understand that, but I have to give them money for garbage.
There's an asshole over there that's, you know what? I do check this shit out. We could sell this to people. We're throwing it away. We're paying other people to take it away for it. Someone's going to pay us for it. This is brilliant.
That guy's promoted. He's probably the head of the mint now.
Yeah. Like, wow.
He's going to be on the money soon. Like, this guy.
Oh, that's genius, Jim.
Yeah, what a move. Like, we're going to sell in their garbage back. We'll take their hard-earned money.
You just earned yourself 15 minutes in the bathroom. Bathroom alone.
Yeah, that's awesome. With that, guys, everybody have a happy
ho, ho, ho.